Bible Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
As we're looking this week at the views of the Roman Catholic Church, there's things we need to realize. They have a proper view of the Trinity and the deity of Jesus Christ. However, when we talk about Jesus Christ, they got a couple other things that come in there that we must look at, and that is the doctrine they have of Mary. That's right. Mary is raised to a position that she really shouldn't be. Now, in their Catholic Catechism, it says that through the centuries, the Church has become even more aware that Mary, full of grace through God, was redeemed from the moment of her conception. That is paragraph 491. What you end up seeing is that they believe that Mary must have been sinless to give birth to sinless God. And therefore, Mary being sinless, they end up saying that she was a perpetual virgin, that Jesus always submits to her, even now in heaven, that we could go through Mary and Jesus can't refuse anything that Mary says because he would always honor his mother. And so they put Mary in a position she should not have. Now, the reality is that when you have this and you say Mary must have been sinless to give birth to a sinless being, you suddenly have a dilemma because Mary's mother had to be sinless too to give birth to Mary, and so on and so on and so on, all the way to Eve. Unless, of course, you have one supernatural conception, that being Jesus Christ, God Almighty, born in flesh. That should be the Immaculate Conception.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content, or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.